There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
John Greco joins us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. John, who are you voting for? No, I'm kidding. John, good morning to you, friend.
Good morning, guys.
All right, who do you think is on their way out? Who has played their last down for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I would say Jet Wills, but I think he's going to be, you know, playing snaps here and there because of injuries. But as far as, like, meaningful starting games, I would have to say Jet. I think the phone lines will be open, obviously, today before the trade deadline. Maybe a team tries to bring him in and think that they can, you know, they've seen enough of the positive things that he's done, and maybe they, you know, put him at a right tackle, which is what he played at Alabama. So maybe the phone lines will be open for that. I know Za'Darius Smith is the obvious trade piece right now. So I just don't know, guys. I feel like I played all those years, and every trade deadline there was always one or two buzz names that you're like, oh God, is this the last time I'm gonna see my teammate? You know, we went through the Joe Thomas, trade rumors, and you know, it sounded like it was closer to happening than we all thought. But I don't know. I just think it's all a lot of commotion and noise, and nothing ever really gets done. So I don't know. I think I would think at this point I'd be surprised if anybody left, but I think Za'Darius Smith would be the likely candidate if it were to happen.
Well, with Jed Wills, like, do you think that they've given up on him, or do you think that maybe they would try him at right tackle, the Browns themselves?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the message it sends right now, because, you know, they're trying to develop Duane Jones at left, and they're trying to see, hey, is that going to be a part of our future there at left tackle? Can he be a guy that can go over there and protect, you know, the 2025 Browns quarterback, from the left side? Jack Conklin, the guy's got a $20 million total cap hit next year. He's battled injuries. Obviously, he's back now, thankfully, and starting to get back into a groove. I don't know. I don't know if they've necessarily given up. I mean, I've heard Kevin Stefanski talk like that, but, you know, the moves that they've made and everything that's gone down, it's obvious that he's not part of the future plans, at least where they see, well, hey, we have to resign this guy, and it's an obvious play. They can't exhaust all options because as we've seen, depth in the NFL, and especially with the Browns at the offensive line, you can't take it for granted. So if Jed now, would settle for another deal that would put him as a swing guy or potentially competing for the right tackle spot, you know, maybe. But at this point, if Duane Jones continues to progress and develop and look like he can be a starting left tackle and stay healthy, I think Jed's definitely done playing left tackle for the Cleveland Browns.
We've had conversations in the lead up to the deadline, especially after this loss. You had hope after, obviously, the Baltimore win, but that evaporated quickly. On who's untouchable? Who do you think, John, is untouchable? Or in the scenario of crazy GMs, maybe there isn't such a thing in today's NFL?
Yeah, I think JOK is probably off limits. You know, obviously he's injured right now, but he's such a young talent that can be the leader on your defense after Myles Garrett. Hopefully Myles Garrett has a lot of years left in the tank, but I think JOK could be somebody that could be making plays for your team if he's healthy for a long time. So I would say JOK. I mean, Denzel, with the injury situation and the injury history, I would think he's off limits just because he's such a fan favorite. He's so meaningful to that Browns secondary, and when he's healthy, he's proven year in and year out that he's among the best. But he's got the injury stuff, so the concussion issues. So I think that puts him off limits. And Miles, I know that they're saying there's absolutely no way they're trading him. I don't think they would. I think, to your point, Anthony, it would have to be some crazy blockbuster deal where a team is like, we think, Detroit, I guess, a team is like, this piece, Miles gives us the nudge over the edge to win the Super Bowl now and next year. I mean, here's our window. It's not going to be open forever. We're not built like the Chiefs or the Patriots of the 90s and 2000s where we're going to be competing for championships every single year. They have a finite window, and are we willing to, like the Rams did a couple years ago, are we willing to kind of deal away some future capital to win now? Maybe the fans would be okay with that and trade that for anything. If a GM and a coach falls in love with that scenario, then yeah, I could see something crazy like that happening. But those three guys, I think, are kind of off the books.
John Greco, John Greco joining us, former Browns guard, current analyst. You were traded in the summertime, not during the trade deadline, if I'm not mistaken. What was that? What was that like for you?
It was pretty funny, to be honest with you. It was kind of the goofy year of the original CBA expiring, and we were negotiating. There was kind of a funky deal where free agents couldn't participate in team activities for like a week. I can't remember all the nuances behind it, but I was kind of chilling during training camp, and the practice was over, and we like worked out on the sidelines, but we were going back to the hotel to eat dinner, and I got a call, and my agent was like, "Hey, you've been traded." And I was like, oh, my God, I'm thinking 31 other teams. Where am I headed? That was my first thought. And I was like, to who? And he's like, Cleveland. And that, I was just, like, so excited at that point because, my future with the Rams, it wasn't going to mean a starting role. And I met with the GM, and everybody was like, hey, this is going to give you a great opportunity to play. And Pat Shurmur was hired at that point. So I was really excited. But that's how it went down. It was just kind of like, my agent called. He's like, "Hey, you've been traded," and it was just like, "Where to?" And I was lucky because I was from Ohio. I love the Browns. I was looking forward to coming back. Peyton Hillis just was on the cover of Madden. He had.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The crazy rushing, you know, yardage in the season. Joe Thomas, Alex Mack. There was a lot of Eric Steinbach. There was a lot of great offensive linemen in Cleveland at that time. So I was really looking forward to it. So, yeah, I've been every year. There's always guys that come up and there's conversations. This guy's on a trading block. But I got to be honest, guys, in the locker room, it's business as usual and everybody's showing up. And, yeah, you're like, oh, God, you know, this my buddy and my teammate, a guy that I've been with for one, two, sometimes more seasons, he might be gone. And what's that going to look like? But at the end of the day, it's a business, and that's how those guys approach it in the locker room.
John Greco with us. I always wondered.
I do want to say this, by the way. We can discuss this with John right now. John just talked about it. Diana Russini has just tweeted that the Lions are acquiring Za'Darius Smith from the Browns along with a 2026 seventh round pick in exchange for a 2025 fifth. That's for next year, a fifth, and a 2026 sixth round pick. Per her sources there from The Athletic. Zach Jackson going to join us at 8:40.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was hoping for a fourth, but I guess they get, what, a fifth and a sixth in those successive years. So breaking news there. All right, John, so that's one player getting traded. How does it impact the guys that are also on the team? Obviously, we know it's an expensive roster, and we know that in those situations, a lot of the older guys – during what could be a potential fire sale, they start to get moved. How does that go behind the scenes with specific members of the team? Because there's still a lot of games left to play, and there's still a lot of evaluations that need to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now, I would imagine that Miles, the defensive line, the players on defense are texting or calling Z Smith and saying, hey, brother, you know, good luck. Appreciate everything. It was a blast playing with you. Love you, man. But you know that guy's going to be going to the playoffs and competing for an NFC Championship and potentially a Super Bowl. So his personal situation just got a little bit better. So everybody's just saying good luck, man. You know, happy for you. That's the message. Then the message is okay. It's obvious what we're doing. We're dealing away a guy that was a dog. There was an impact player on our defense. Is it over today? You know, are there going to be more moves? So that's kind of the mixed emotions. But I'm going to go back to just kind of my comments just before the news broke. It's business as usual. I would assume that the defensive coaches will comment on it at practice tomorrow. Maybe shoot out a text, but it'll just be like, hey, you know, this is a business. This NFL thing. It's about winning games and money at the end of the day. And players that we love and our teammates that they're now no longer in this building, we wish them the best. But the guys in this building, in this room, are who we have to roll out there on Sunday to try to win games.
It makes it a little bit more difficult, too, because, I mean, Lyman talks about the evaluation. Who else am I supposed to evaluate? I mean, do I evaluate Isaiah McGuire? Maybe. Alex Wright, he's hurt for the year. Can't really evaluate him at that position. So, you know, I wish I could learn something about some of these younger guys playing that position. I really don't get that satisfaction now to move forward with some of these players for 2025.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ken. It kind of sucks that it's in this situation and you're trying to look at it through that lens where it's like, okay, let's see who we have for this 2025 season that we can feel confident to bring back that when we try to turn this thing around next year, are they part of that solution? And I've said this many times on your show. Do you want to be? Are you a part of the problem or are you a part of the solution? That was my mindset. I was involved in a lot of these situations. Let's be honest, and it sucks. But you got to come ready to work. You got to say the guys that are making the ultimate decisions. I want to be in that conversation where they're circling you on that dry erase board and saying, "This guy could be here to win. We believe in him. We want to, you know, go into next year and years to come with him on our roster because he's a leader. He's good at his position." a chance to win. So that's the conversation right now. These young guys are going to get more opportunity to step in. That's where they make a name for themselves. I mean, look at what Cedric Tillman's done these past few weeks. I mean, he went from a guy that we were like, my God, you know, third rounder, what's going on? You know, when are we going to see him kind of fruit and develop? And we've seen that. And he's all of a sudden surprised and shocked everybody, and he's a player. And that gives us hope, because now going into 2025, it's like, no, Cedric Tillman, this guy can play. This guy can, you know, catch touchdowns for us and score points. So guys like that have to start, you know, showing up on film, showing up on Sunday, showing up on Thursday for us in Cleveland, because once the coaches see that, then they can check them off the list and say, these guys can be Cleveland Browns next year when we try to turn things around.
John Greco joining us here. What have you, you know, off the top of your head, you know, Andrew Berry is taking a lot of heat. And I mean, they're 2-7, so how am I supposed to say not rightfully so, right? What have you thought of his drafts here over the last 4 or 5 years now?
Ken, you know, I know Andrew. He's such a great guy. He's such a bright, bright football mind. They just haven't been great for one reason or another. And there are some there are a couple good ones. I mean, obviously, we just talked about Tillman, JOK, who looks like he's going to be a terrific player for a long, long time. But there's been some misses. I mean, there's no question about it. And then, you know, then it comes back to, okay, is he picking the best people and they're just not getting developed? The coaching staff isn't bringing the best out of these guys, or are they just missing in the draft and just not picking, you know, great talent? So I'll tell you this, I haven't been totally wowed. But where he's made up for that is some of the moves he's made with contract tweaks and some of the free agent moves that have kind of saved him and allowed the team at least to believe in him. But, yeah, I think that there was a few misses that just has everybody's kind of head scratching. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if what they're going to do at the end of the year. I really, at this point, I couldn't even guess. People ask me about that all the time. I think Kevin Stefanski's safe. Will they make a move? Will someone maybe be the scapegoat? It remains to be seen. But, you know, Andrew, I think at this point, they need some of his guys that he's chosen to start making splash plays and showing up on the film for the rest of the season for the brass to really, you know, consider keeping him around.
John, we thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week. All the best to you and yours. We thank you very much for the perspective.
Guys, thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.